Have you ever eaten a lot of carrots and felt sick? Sometimes I find that if I eat carrots on an empty stomach, they make me nauseous. Like you think to yourself, oh, I'm gonna have a healthy snack. I'll have a bowl full of carrots. Because I put my carrots in a bowl when I eat them. But then 20 minutes later, it's like the carrots are having a battle in your stomach, and there's nothing else in your stomach to fight them, so they're fighting themselves, and carrot battles are the worst. And so you just start feeling sick, and that's what I think about eating carrots. Don't you hate when you were little and you didn't know? Oh, Lily is stepping all over the mic. Did you want to say something? When, Lily, seriously, I can't. You're in the way. You know, when you're little and you ask your parents, you know, Mom, Dad, how do you spell Metroflex? And they say, look it up. How were we supposed to look it up if we couldn't spell it? That was the most annoying thing ever. But now that I'm older and more aware that they told us that because they didn't know how to spell it either. Which brings me to the point that I feel like I was so much smarter as a kid. I mean, book smart. I think now, I don't know, I guess I'm more life smart, if that's a thing. But I mean, I used to do pre-calculus in school. Now, I'm not even sure what that is. I distinctly remember thinking in school, particularly in math and science classes, because I was not very talented in either of those subjects. I remember thinking that I would never need this information in life. And you know what? It turns out I was right. And unfortunately, I feel absolutely no kind of satisfaction having this realization. So that's kind of a bummer, I guess. I recently purchased one of those little solar-powered dancing flowers, and I put it in my car. And I cannot begin to express the joy I experience seeing this little plastic flower groove back and forth while the sun shines down on it. Just yesterday, I was walking by my parked car. I saw my little flower jamming out through the window, and I felt a burst of happy. It was as if volcanoes erupted and spewed out rainbows for an hour straight. And then I walked by my car again, maybe like 20 minutes later, and something far more dark and dismal came to be. There, lying on my dashboard, lifeless, was the head of my flower. The poor thing danced its head clean off. Gloria Estefan knew what she was talking about when she said the rhythm is gonna get you. It's sad and true. I got in my car and through my tears tried to mend back together my beheaded friend. But no. Now, as the sun shines down, cascading through its fake plastic leaves, my former dance crazy flower now only does a spasm motion equal to when you are lying in bed asleep and you dream you fell and you jerk yourself awake. It no longer brings me the smiles of yesteryear. Well, actually, yesterday morning is when it was bringing me rainbow smiles. But now it just reminds me that life isn't always rainbows. Sometimes it's an overdose of carrots sneaking up on your hungry tummy and battling within. Just remember that.